The Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, thereby guarding in the same sentence and under the same words the freedom of religion, of speech, and of the press.
Do not forget the courts. Oh, the Federalists do love to use their courts.
Why in your Federalists did you not think of this, Mr. Madison?
Well, in Publius number 46, I actually did...
And how is that working out for us, James?
Okay, I trust in Hamilton. I get that. I screwed up, okay?
Well, according to Mr. Monroe, Mrs. Hamilton made the mistake of trusting him too, James.
All right, Alexander, chew on this. Resolved, that whatever violated either the First or Tenth Amendments throws down the sanctuary which covers the others and are therefore withheld from the jurisdiction of the federal courts. That therefore the Act of Congress of the United States, also known as the Sedition Act, which does abridge the freedom of the press, is not law, but is altogether void and of no force.
Nullified.
Nullified. Owie, that hurt.
Now for the plan. James, you will take our conversation today and compose a resolution, a nullification resolution for Virginia. And I will compose one for Kentucky.
The resolves need to be separate statements, so it looks like they were not the work of the same hand. We will, after all, be subject to the sedition law's enforcement.
Codenames. We can use codenames. I propose...
Wait. Why don't you interpose? As in, I suggest the interposition of Mr. Adams' Frankenstein Monster of a Sedition Act.
The Virginia and Kentucky resolutions for interposition and nullification.